Our story today is called Just Ask by Daniel Grothy and Lisa Wakely Grothy from Love What Matters. Lisa and I had to get on a flight unexpectedly this weekend to visit someone we love, and yesterday we flew home. As we took off and got up over Dallas, we were pinballing around in some terrible turbulence, the kind that makes you close your eyes, collapse into yourself, and get really quiet. The turbulence that turns even the staunchest atheist into a prayer warrior. In that moment, the teenager who sat next to us, with whom we had not yet shared a word, turned and said very intensely, "I need you to talk to me right now." He went on, "I have terrible anxiety, and this is my first time to ever fly alone, and this turbulence is messing with me. I need you to talk to me right now." And so we started talking. "Hi, I'm Lisa, and this is my husband Daniel, and we're going to be your best friends for the next 90 minutes. We're so proud of you for telling us what you need. That took a lot of courage, and we'd be proud of our own kids for taking the risk you took. We're all going to be okay, and we're here for you, so just tell us what you need." Well, he told us his name is Braden, and that he's 16, and he plays the guitar, the ukulele, and the piano. He told us he just finished recording his first album. I told him I've spent my life recording music, too, and I asked if he had an album on him that I could buy. He pulled one out of his backpack, signed it, and gave it to me, and I reached into my backpack and gave him all of our traveling cash. But here's the most important thing, something that Braden can teach all of us. When you need help from people, take the risk and ask for it. I need you to talk to me right now. When life gets turbulent, we tend to close our eyes and collapse inward and get really quiet. But no, that won't work. Braden shows us a better way. Look around, open up, put yourself out there, and ask for help. Yesterday with Braden was holy ground. It was one of the most beautiful conversations we'd had in a long time, and it's because someone took the risk of being honest. So be like Braden and take the risk. Romans 12:5, in the same way, even though we are many individuals, Christ makes us one body and individuals who are connected to each other. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.